Hello and welcome back to the Meow Now Show with me, Sonia.
And me, Duncan.
And today, we're talking Black Panther.
So, Black Panther's about T'Challa, mm-hmm. who is, after the death of his father, mm-hmm. the King of Wakanda, mm-hmm. returns home to the isolated, technologically advanced African nation to succeed to the throne and take his rightful place as king. So it's kind of about his story, mm-hmm. but from watching it, it's not really just about him, is it? It's about everyone else as well. Mm-hmm. The side characters are very important in it.
The side characters are amazing. You've got a lot of female power here. So you've got
you've got his techie sister. Spy, yeah.
You've got the female warriors. It's down at Wakanda, they're all very all about gender equality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've got his female warriors, his general. Mm-hmm. She's a very powerful woman. Mm-hmm. And you've got Lupita, I can't pronounce her second name. But anyway, she plays his love interest in the film. Mm-hmm. She's also a spy. Mm-hmm. And yeah, they're all really strong female characters. So it's quite refreshing, really, because normally female characters aren't portrayed as strong and independent as they are in this film, which is really refreshing. If anything, they're the ones who kind of lead it, whereas the guys are kind of a bit behind.
But they are great supporting characters as well. I mean, like, we get to see the Claw again.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, Claw is awesome. He steals every single scene. It's just genius. So hilarious. And you've got Martin Freeman, who's really funny as well.
Yep, and as a CIA agent.
Exactly, as the CIA agent. And there's some really great scenes there. And you've got David Kalua, who's from Get Out. It's nice to see him on screen again.
Yeah, he's really great.
And he did, really, really good. I like the relationship between the general and the other guy, you know, in the third battle, where they come down to it, and then he goes...
Oh, by the way, there's slight spoilers in this.
Oh, yeah. Whoops. Sorry. Yeah. Spoilers.
Yeah.
Can we do a spoiler-free one? I don't know how we'd be able to...
I don't know how you talk about it, but,
Spoiler
slight
alert!
Slight spoilers, but not huge ones. We'll try and keep away from the big reveals, but...
Says Duncan.
Yeah, there is a battle.
It's a Marvel movie with a battle. Spoiler.
Yeah. What are we talking about?
Sure, pause it.
Yeah. Sorry, slight pause there, because we just wanted to gather our thoughts on what we think about the film.
A pause for us, but not a pause for you, because you just get to hear a nice bling.
Yeah.
Yeah. That
was good.
It was between that and...
Yeah.
Oh, should have used a cow.
Should have used that.
No.
So what did you think of it? Did you like it?
Yes.
Yeah.
I loved it. I love that it's more story driven. And that's what I really like about.
Although don't get us wrong, there is lots of action in it.
Oh yeah. There's lots of action, but it's action with purpose.
Mm.
And I think a lot of movies forget to include that. I mean, they like all the big bangs and wallops and all of that, but there's no real motivation behind it. You don't really care about the battles. They look good, but they don't really serve a huge purpose, whereas I find with Marvel movies, especially, say, like, there's always more character driven, and there's a big story behind it, you know, and it's something that is very relevant to today and some of the questions and the situations that are happening. Not saying that there's a bunch of vibranium, you know, hiding under, you know, so that'd be really nice. But it does ask deeper questions about how to lead a country and the decisions that people face there, and like where they inherit problems that weren't necessarily of their, you know, making and stuff, but how do they deal with that and how they move forward with it. And for instance, like the villain in this story, I find it hard pressed to kind of call him a villain, because for at least half of the story I'm like, dude, I'm on your side. And you know, whereas with what the old king was doing and you know, the way that the Wakandans were and their thought processes. They're like, it's a bit out of whack, man. You got to share that stuff, I mean, if you have it. So what was your thoughts on
that? Yeah, I mean, so Wakanda, as I've mentioned at the start from the brief synopsis, is a kind of very isolationist country, but it has all this very advanced technology.
Good thing you're here, because I forget to say that. I want a plane ticket to Wakanda, by the way.
They survived throughout the years by being very isolationists. And like Sonia said, it's very relevant to today, right? With Trump and stuff, very xenophobic, very... So they do have very... Brexit. So very relevant social commentary. And it confronts those issues. And it's not necessarily the bad guys who are against that. It's the good guys who we're supposed to be supporting who are actually the ones who are very isolationist. Mm-hmm. Anyway, you'll watch the film and... they kind of go on an emotional journey. But yeah, the characters are very well-rounded, mm-hmm. Very relatable, and it's all shades of grey. They're not like, oh, here's the evil bad guy. And the bad guy in this case, like Sonia said, is very... you can relate with why what's been done to him mm-hmm. and why he thinks the way he does.
Yeah, and in some cases, it's like, yeah, I understand this, and I hope you get what you're looking for. It's like, he's a victim.
He is.
But it's just that at a certain point...
he kind of flips.
yeah, he flips and, yeah, he goes down.
But good, great performance by the guy, Michael B. Jordan.
Yes, and he was also in Creed.
Yeah.
And the director is the guy who did Creed as well, which was another great
movie. The directing's very good, I think. It's a really stylish film.
Yep, it's visually beautiful. Wakanda is portrayed as very vibrant and mm-hmm. gorge. And then you've also got some of those scenes, like at the beginning when they're talking about Wakanda and introducing you to it, you have those, that sort of like that graphic thing that they did. It reminded me of how they told those stories in American Gods, you know, when they were talking about the previous gods, and they kind of like had that cool, you know, it's like how the communicators
I
really like that.
Yeah, it's nice. It was great visually. Mm-hmm.
And soundtrack was cool.
Soundtrack was very cool. Apparently they collaborated with African musicians, mm-hmm. and you could tell that. It was modern, but also mm-hmm. had definitely kind of African vibes to it. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it was very immersive. And I completely bought into it. There was a lot going on. Like we mentioned earlier, there's multiple side characters, but you kind of know all what they're doing and get their motivations, and you can follow what's going on, even though there's a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very exciting.
Mm, an amazing technique.
Right, so overall, kind of final thoughts, synopsis. Yeah, what do you think?
Loved it. Go see it. It's a Marvel movie, but a slightly different Marvel movie. It reminds me of like Logan a bit, but a less traumatic version of Logan.
In the kind of way that it's being very character based.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and they need to do more of that. I think they've been watching like the Marvel TV shows and picking up on how much people love character driven stories. So I'm all for that. Yay! Keep doing that. We love it.
Yeah. Definitely, I agree. I like the...
Oh yeah, sorry, what did you think?
I like the emphasis on the characters. I like that it gave time to kind of explore the characters and their motivations, and that you felt like you knew them by the time it ended. Mm-hmm. And that was quite a big task, right? Because they had to introduce a whole new...
A new world.
Not a universe, but a new world, and mm-hmm. yeah, this whole Wakanda thing, and also base it in reality, right? Because it's mm-hmm. kind of like a sci-fi, you know, you got flying cars kind of thing, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? So to make that relatable, and also believable. Still feel that there's a danger there, mm-hmm. even though they got all this advanced technology, and I still felt that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I really enjoyed it. And
stay
I'd recommend.
For the post-credit scenes.
Yes.
There's two of them.
Yeah.
Don't leave the theatres. Appreciate the credits and appreciate the people who work behind the movie. I've been doing this for years, but I like that Marvel makes people stay until the end. So, there's two of them.
There's two, exactly. So watch the full credits.
Yes. I love the UN speech. Yeah, spoilers. I'm going to do it. There's this bit where he says something about building bridges, not barriers.
I love that. That's nice.
I love that. Yeah. That's a great speech. And then the second post-credit, did you want to touch on that?
With
what's-his-face from
The Winter Soldier guy, yeah. Bucky.
Yeah.
Sonya's not a fan of Captain America, so the kind
boring.
Of any characters from Captain America she Captain kind boring. Of doesn't like.
Yeah.
So just so everyone knows. So, but yeah, I think we would
recommend
it.
How many meows do you give it out of 10? 10 being the greatest thing ever.
10's like the best meows.
Yeah.
I'll give it 8 meows.
You give it 8 meows?
It was good. It wasn't great.
Mm-hmm.
It was good though. It's worth going to see in the cinema. And yeah, it's a welcome change because, like you said about the characters,
mm-hmm.
strong female characters, mm-hmm. and also like ethnically diverse cast. You know, mm-hmm. it's not all kind of the typical. You know, when you look at Marvel films, it's normally white male lead characters, which it isn't in this, which obviously Black Panther.
Because,
you know, I think that's nice. It's nice to see different characters, a range of different cultures and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, African
culture.
Yeah, it's not Americans.
You don't usually see that in a big blockbuster movie.
Totally. So it's nice to see a different range because, you know, it's a big world and we've got different types of people. And
got
lots
of continents.
That's it. And it's nice to see that represented on the big screen, which is not used to seeing. So I really like that.
Good. And I look forward to going to Wakanda again. I want to see more movies there. I definitely want to visit there. I'd give it nine meows. Yes,
wow.
I give it 9
meows. 9 out of 10.
The story was there. I'm all about the story, and it was a great one, and with a very satisfying ending, especially for the villain of the story. I love the way that they wrapped that up. I'm looking forward to seeing what they do in Infinity Wars, go see it. I'm taking too long. All right. Yeah?
Yeah, I think that's good. So 9 meows, 8 meows from me.
Yep.
And we'll see you in the next podcast.
Meow.
Okay, bye-bye.